Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I'm so happy to have you this morning. And I want you to understand the little time we're going to spend, their life will never be the same. Because secrets will be revealed that will lead you to the top. We're talking about the top. Even though someone like Les Brown said, at the top it looks lonely, but you eat better. You understand what I'm telling you? So I want you to understand that the little time we're going to spend today, or the little time we're going to spend, your life will never be the same. I'm going to show you some little things which you need to take note in your life. When it gets deep down into you, you begin to see a transformation. Something new will begin to happen in your life. Your mental attitude, when it's changed, you begin to see life in a different aspect. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? You are a man and a woman filled with potentials. When you came into this world, you were being given gifts and talents. Everything in you is gift. It's gift and talent. The finger you have a purpose in your life. That finger is very different from every other person's finger. And it's meant for a purpose. A purpose that will lead you to the top. Your eyes, your mouth, your nose, everything that is in you is for a purpose. It was given to you to succeed. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is the deep things, the deep, call it the deep. The way you walk, your legs, you're being made for a purpose in this world. It was meant for your own success. Everything given to you in your body is your own. Until you begin to believe that you are unique, that nobody is like you. Even someone that wants to copy you can never be like you. Then you will know that you have a blessed day. There's something inside of you that when you take time to develop it, you will see your life shine. Everything about you shines. Do you know that someone can even like you just because of your smile? Are you listening to this radio show today? I'm telling you something. Do you know that someone can even like you, just love you just because of the way you walk? You're walking, you're moving. You say, no, I love this. You walk, oh man, I love the way you walk. Do you know that someone can even love you? Someone can love you just because of your talking. Other people will hate you, but someone will say, no, I love the way this person talks. Then I want to bring you to something you need to understand. That when you were created into this world, you were given disciples. If you look at let me say, we are approximately 8 billion or 11 billion people in the whole world today. And out of the 11 billion people, God has given you your own disciples from those billions of people. So when you begin to develop your gift, when you begin to unleash your gift and talent, those your officers, those your disciples will follow you. When Jesus came, he knows his disciples. He knows who he wants. He knows the 12. Even inside the 12, there was devil inside of it. Judas. Friend, are you listening today? Are you listening? There's something inside of you that is so unique that can lead you to the top. can you begin to develop your talent? Will you begin to develop your gift? That thing you know you can do best. It is time for you to develop it. Let's just listen to this. Just listen to this. Let's just spend time and listen to this. Just hold on with me. For you is this. When have you been able to bless somebody? You need blessing. But when have you been able to say, God bless somebody. God bless my family. God bless my enemy. God bless my nation. God bless America. God bless my community. When have you ever said this? Friend, if you want to be blessed, be ready to bless others too. This is the secret of life. What you do to others will always come back to you. Some people have never seen anything good in their nation. They have never seen anything good in their relationship. They have never seen anything good in their family. They have never seen anything good in their community. That is why they don't give their, they don't want to now give up their gifts and talents. They hug it. The very moment you hold those things, sometimes those things God has given to you, immediately you hug it, you are greedy with it. I'm telling you, you won't find blessings. Freely you receive, freely you give. Do you understand, my friend? God has placed something inside your life, inside of you, to bless your nation, but you hug it. You are greedy to send it out. God has given you the talent to be able to bless your community, and you hold it. I want you to understand. He will always ask you to give an account of it. You were created into this world for a purpose. Your gift will make room for you. The Bible says the gift of a man will make room for him. Your gift is as a precious stone. It is so precious. When you develop it and unleash it, you begin to see things, blessings, begin to flow in your life. Your nation, whichever country you are listening to me today, wants that gift that God has placed in your life. Your own gift may be the gift to help. Your own gift may be the gift to open new doors. Friend, I'm telling you today that it is very, very possible to have a blessed day. Then there's something I want to tell you again. Are you ready to hear this? Just listen to this. This is what I'm going to tell you. Write it down. If someone likes you, that person likes you. And if someone hates you, that person hates you. You don't need to bother yourself trying to make people to like you. Have you written that down? If someone hates you, no matter how you want to play good, that person still hates you. Because he's not your disciple. He wouldn't want to be a friend. So why spending all your energy and time to impress that person to like you? No. Go to those people who likes you. I'm telling you the truth. Don't spend 90% of your time with those ones that doesn't like you. No matter what you do, they will still say something bad about you. But I want you to say there are people God has placed to be a blessing into your life. Those people will always like you. Even when you are doing wrong, they will still say, I like this guy, I like this boy, I like this man, I like this woman. Don't spend your time in a relationship that you know the person doesn't like you. Why spending all your energy? Life is too short, my friend. You think you will live 1,000 years? No. Life is too short. Begin to understand the reason. Life is too short. People come and go. So you don't need to spend all your time, all your energy with those people who you know they don't like you no matter what you do. They will never like you. They don't like the way you walk. They don't like the way you talk. They don't like anything in you, no matter how you want to be like them. Even a lion that wants to turn and become a goat, I'm telling you, goat will never like lion. He will always run away because he knows he's fierce. Do you understand, my friend? You are a unique person. You are a star. You are a champion. Walk with champions. You are a champion. Walk with like-minded people. People who are positive. People who want to make things happen. People who see life different. They see things happen. They see possibility. There are people in which all through their life is negative. No matter what you tell them, it's not possible. Oh, you are too old. They will say so many things. No, so many people have done that business and they can't make it. You can't. Don't ever go into it. Don't associate with such kind of people that are so negative in this life. They never see any good thing come out of their life. They are always gossiping. They are always in the level of no hope. Why not associate with people? People of positive minds. Join the right club. Join the right club. The club of achievers. The club of great minds. Are you listening to me today? And you see your life will begin to flow in the right direction. Your business will begin to flow in the right direction. Your family will begin to flow in the right direction. You understand what I'm telling you? It is the right time for you to climb the ladder and get to the top. There are people that don't want to climb. They are scared of climbing the ladder. They are scared. They see differently. Leave them alone, no matter who they are, whatever they are, leave them alone and climb the ladder. Do you understand? I'm telling you today, it is possible for you to have a blessed day. It is possible for you to have one of the big churches, the big church in the whole town. It is very, very possible. It is very possible for you to have 1,000, 100,000 members. It is very, very possible. Listen, tell me, if the entire families of the world is about 8 billion or 11 billion people, how many people have you reached? There is a lot of people who need you. You got to open your eyes. You got to expand, man. Don't allow somebody, you are living the life of illusion. No, it's not the life of illusion. Moses, it took Moses time for him to become a great leader. He forgot something that was so precious in Egypt, and he moved to a desert. Look at the life of the people that has made remarkable history in our time. Go and study about them. You understand that it wasn't that easy. Don't allow somebody to do it easy. It wasn't that easy. It wasn't that easy for them. But they laid down a legacy that will never be forgotten. People still talk of them, even though they are not still alive. Do you understand? What is your own legacy? What will be your own legacy? Your own legacy is just to compromise, follow people? No. Follow the crowd? You are not meant to follow the crowd. You are unique. Stop following the crowd. Think big and grow rich. Think big. Dream big. Aim big. Where you are, wherever you are, aim big. It's better for you to aim big than not aiming at all. Aim big. If you miss, you still get up and move on. Do you understand, my friend? I am talking to you. I want you to take a step of faith and do something big this year. Do something big, no matter how much it will cost you. If you fail in something big, I'm telling you, you'll learn at something good. Take a big step, step of faith, and act big this year. I want to see your testimony that you listen to this radio show and your life becomes something great. So may I tell you today that I see you at the top. So I'm going to say, remain blessed. I'll see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Eastern time. Just coming. Eastern time. We are going to fellowship together. And I want you to understand, as long as you're listening to this show, you are a member of, we have taken you as a member of, a member or candidate of Dr. Emmanuel Doyle's Global Leadership. Global Leadership University. You are part of us. And what you need to do is for you to sign up. And at the end of this year, you are going to have your own diploma. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? Do you understand what I'm telling you? It is time for you to know you are created special. Have a blessed day. I'll see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Eastern time. Begin to develop your gifts and talent. Do that thing you know you love most. That thing that gives you joy. Do it with passion. Be fearless. Be bold. because the world is yours. God created it for you. You need to demonstrate that power which is inside of you. The power to make things happen. And begin to bless somebody. When God blesses you, bless others. Bless your nation. You are a great person. I see greatness in you. I see greatness in you. Arise now and shine as a great man and a great woman. Arise now and shine. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye for now, friends.